Some jaws dropped when the Pope said last week that the Catholic Church is too obsessed with issues like homosexuality, abortion, and contraception. Pope Francis said, "We have to find a new balance. Otherwise, even the moral edifice of the church is likely to fall like a house of cards." So what is your reaction to those comments? Is the Pope right on or caving? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, September 24th. So what difference do the Pope's comments make? How significant is this? We will ask our guest, who happens to consult the Vatican. He is Bill Thorne, an associate professor of journalism at Marquette University and a consultant to the Vatican. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why is a journalism professor consulting the Vatican?
Very good and reasonable question. Back in the early 80s, I was invited to teach in the Jesuit University in Rome, the Gregorian. They wanted to open a program on journalism and communication. And since I had done some work in church media, I was invited to do that. And so I went over for a year and was, in fact, the first faculty member in that program. And as a result of it, I got invited by the Vatican to do some consulting on communication issues and sort of never left that particular role.
Just the first question that came to mind, but did you consult with the Pope before these remarks?
No. This Pope, I think, consults primarily with himself. He has a large staff now that has developed in what's called the Pontifical Council for Social Communication, and under that there is the Office of Media, and he has some very good people there.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is your reaction to what the Pope had to say?
Oh, I was very pleased with what he had to say. I found it incredibly refreshing, but also amazingly intimate in what it reveals about him, his prayer life, his whole identity. And you understand some of the things that people have been struck by better when you read what he has to say about how he views the church and his spiritual life and the rest.
So would you go as far, though, as Pope Francis did in saying Catholics are obsessed with these issues like homosexuality, abortion, and contraception?
Well, that's sort of a condensed version of what he actually had to say. His whole call was to be a more fulsome church, to represent the broad diameters of the church, such as the early Christian church was. And there are a couple parts to that. One is that the church ought to be with the people in the world, the poor and the rest, as well as those who attend church very regularly. Secondly, the church ought to be bringing out the love that Christ showed for those people, as he did when he was on earth. And he has this very interesting image in there of the church as a field hospital after a battle, where you're working to heal the wounded. And he said, when you're healing the wounded, the healing comes first. It's not appropriate to ask them what their blood sugar level is or whether they have cholesterol. And I think that's a way of saying that when we put too much emphasis on proclaiming our doctrines as a prophetic church, then we begin to lose sight of the need to deal with people where they are as they live in the situations they find themselves. And he keeps calling in this article for a balance, that we have perhaps gone too far into insisting on a couple of the doctrines of the church and lost sight of the broader call to be Christ among the people, or to represent Christ among the people, to be a source of healing and outreach.
When you say that his remarks are not indicative of a changing church doctrine, what do you mean?
He said, I am a loyal son of the church. We know what the church teaches. He's not changing that at all. What he is saying is that you can't, as church, overbalance the whole message and the whole apparatus by emphasizing these three doctrines. And these are the three also that he has been asked about most often by the press corps in the Vatican, including the trip back from World Youth Day. And he's just saying, look, we're broader than those three issues. We have a much larger mission, which is to reach out to those who are hurting and the poor and the homeless. For example, he was talking to immigrants, and Italy has a problem with lots of immigrants who've come from North Africa as a result of the conflicts there. And he said, you know, we have people here who need shelter, and at the same time, we have a lot of empty churches. We ought to be putting them in churches. And I think that's a way to understand what he means by having a broader concern, like you would if you were in this field hospital after the battle.
Both you and Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, formerly with Milwaukee, said that these comments were a breath of fresh air. Why do you say it's a breath of fresh air?
Because it's a think of where we have been in the last the two prior popes. John Paul II was all about reestablishing Rome, the Vatican, as the center of the church, reestablishing the teaching of the church after the experimentation that followed Vatican II. Out of the many things that John Paul II did, we received the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which was a compilation of church teachings. And I think we understand him as one who reestablished the authority of Rome and sort of put to an end the experimentations after Vatican II. Benedict comes in after him and is really a teacher. As a former faculty member and the rest, what he did was teach about the theology of God's love for us. And I think you have to see Francis as saying, now it's time to talk about the larger church, about the role of the church in the world and the church's obligation individually and collectively to deal with people in this world who are wounded. I mean, there is an enormous amount of compassion in this pope, and that's what he's reminding us of, that we can get too caught up in doctrinal issues and forget that the church is about dealing with the real people in the real world outside the confines of a lecture hall or a sermon in church.
We are talking about the comments of Pope Francis in an interview last week, saying a lot, but the headline is that he said the Catholic Church needs to break away from its obsession with homosexuality, abortion, and contraception, that the church has to find a new balance. Otherwise, he said, even the moral edifice of the church is likely to fall like a house of cards. We are welcoming your reaction to what the Pope had to say and what you think it means. And we will welcome your questions and thoughts for our guest at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Do you think this is a big deal or not? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 19 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, September 24th. We are talking with an associate professor of journalism at Marquette University and a consultant to the Vatican, Bill Thorne, about what Pope Francis had to say in an interview last week that a lot of people are talking about. How about you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And I wanted, before we go to the phones, Professor Thorne, I wanted to ask you about some other reaction. We did hear from Madison Archbishop Robert Morlino. He is an outspoken conservative. And he said that he thought that the press was distorting the message of Pope Francis. Do you think it's being misinterpreted?
I think there is overemphasis on the notion of obsession, and there is a tendency to read into what he had to say, or at least into accounts of what he had to say, a sense that he's somehow changing the teaching of the church, which he is not doing. I mean, he makes it very clear, but he say, you know, we have to be broader than just focusing constantly on one or two or three issues, because the church is broader than that. And I think Bishop Morlino may be reacting to some of the stuff I've seen in the press about saying, well, is this really a liberal pope who's going to change doctrine? And I don't see that at all. I think he is very much the keeper of the faith, but he's saying the faith is larger than a couple of teachings of the church. It's a much broader array. The whole Catholic approach, social teaching, includes work with the poor and distribution and of wealth and a number of other things. It has this whole obligation to feed the hungry. I mean, you think of somebody like Dorothy Day, who opens a Catholic worker house in Lower East Side of New York, to create a soup kitchen and provide space for the homeless to live and all the rest. That's the broader church message that I think he's talking about.
Yeah, you talked to WTMJ in Milwaukee and said that you liked the Pope's blunt message. At least that's what they said. You said
it is direct.
And you're quoted here as saying, the point is we should be far less judgmental than we seem to be.
There is this image that pops to my mind of an overemphasis on a couple of the teachings of this village scold, wagging her finger at people and saying, you should not, you should not, you can't, you should not. And what he's saying is that's not where we should be, that rather we should be dealing with people in the problems and the pains that they have. And after that, out of that will come a sense of growth in relationship to Christ. And that's the point at which you begin to have an openness for the teaching of the church. But the first call is not to ask them what their belief is or to say, well, you're not one of us because you're like this or like that. And I think of also this story of Christ in the gospel where they bring him the woman caught in adultery. And he doesn't respond. They say, well, should we stone her? That is the tradition, and that's the law. And he doesn't say anything, but he's recorded as starting to write in the sand or the dirt that's there. And one by one, they leave. And he looks up and says to her, well, is there no one here to condemn you? Nor do I condemn you. Go your way, sin no more. I think that's more the attitude that the Pope is trying to urge on us, but it goes beyond that. He's calling the church to be active in reaching out to those who are poor, those who are homeless, those who are hungry, those who have particular pains and troubles, whether it's the death of somebody close to them, whether it's a fatal disease, whatever it might be, that the role of the church is to be there to bring the love of Christ to them where they are, as they are. And in that, there will come a time down the road where the other parts of the church's teaching may be become important.
Let's take a call from Janice in La Crosse. Hello, Janice. You're on the air.
Hi. Hello. Good morning, Joy, and your guest. You do just a great job, and thank you for this subject. I just think it is so wonderful of Pope Francis that he is, for me, doing just a great job, you know, and he really, the one problem I have, of course, is that, not problem, but I think it's great that he does talk, you know, to the media. And to me, even though the media takes these things, just like we're talking about, abortion, contraceptives, and what the other one, you know, out of context, it's just like they just, or homosexuality, you know, marriage, it's like, you know, the media just wants to hear what they want to hear, you know, and they're just going to jump on what he has to say, which I thought was interesting when he went to Rio de Janeiro, and then the World Youth Day, where, ironically, the press didn't cover, you know, that there were a million youths down there. You never heard about it on CNN or anybody, ABC. None of them never mentioned World Youth Day, where the over a million, you know, kids there. But the minute they got, he got on the plane to leave, you know, that he said something about, you know, who am I to judge homosexuals? You know, we love everybody, but still not condoning homosexual, quote, marriage. So, you know, it's all out of context, you know, and the media just wants to hear what they want to hear, which is fine. I mean, you know, you have to love the Pope, and he's bringing people, I think, back to the church, you know, to not judge, as your guest says, to love your brother and sister. That's what we're here for. God's message was to love everyone. Still doesn't change the teachings of the church doctrine, though.
Yeah. Thank you, Janice. Well, what do you think of that, Professor Thorne?
Well, the church, particularly in the United States, but not only here, lives in a social environment. And as social issues come up and the church is asked how it stands on those or what its view is, inevitably the doctrine will be brought out. But it doesn't have to be brought out in a way which condemns everybody, but rather says, well, this is how we perceive it. This comes out of our 2,000 years of experience and teaching. This is how, in the light of Christ, we understand this issue, which is a very different position from condemning people. That interview on the plane back from Rio was interesting because there's a larger context for it. Before he left Rome, there were stories, and this is the Vatican press corps on the plane. Before he left Rome, there was this whole discussion about whether there was a homosexual group, pressure group within the Vatican that was working to change things. And his response at the time that came up was to say, I don't approve of any pressure group that tries to affect church teaching. We should operate out of our understanding of what Christ's message was, and out of our theology. And I think the reporters who were on the plane wanted to go back to that story and back to that point about homosexuals in the Vatican, but framed the question differently. And he said exactly the same thing here in this 12,000-word interview article. He said, if somebody has asked me recently what I think of homosexuals, and their sinfulness. And he said, and so I replied, do you think God is concerned more with this creation of his, this child of his, or that particular matter? He said, who am I to judge? And so I think that's the stance that comes from somebody who has lived his life with the poor. He went to Lampedusa, which is the island where they have housed most of these immigrants, and talked to them about the problems of immigration and what they could do to how the church might reach out to them. In a recent visit, in fact, he was given a pair of shoes because the people observed that there were holes in the soles of the shoes he was wearing, that they're very simple and all the rest. And he said, I wear these to help me identify with the poor. out of that experience, I mean, you can go back to Argentina and look at the stuff he did there. He's in the slums on a regular basis doing what he can to help the people who are there. This is the Archbishop of Buenos Aires, later a cardinal, who also rides the metro. He said his choice of a very simple car in the Vatican is to remind him of the needs of the people who are not so affluent in the world. And that line about the apostles didn't have bank accounts and didn't have checking accounts was a reminder to the leaders of the church that they can get too caught up in the money side of the church, too caught up in affluence, and not understand or not live out this call to work with the poor.
We will. We'll need to check news. And when we come back, we'll also talk about some comments that Pope Francis made on Sunday. He criticized the global economic system on Sunday, saying it could no longer be based on a God called money. So we'll get our guest to react to that as well. Bill Thorne is our guest, associate professor of journalism at Marquette University. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. After saying that the Catholic Church needs to break away from its obsession with homosexuality, abortion, and contraception, Pope Francis is also attacking the global economy for worshiping the God of money. We are talking with a Vatican expert about the Pope's comments. He says that the comments are refreshing, that Catholics should be less judgmental than they appear to be, but that the Pope's remarks are not necessarily indicative of a changing church doctrine. And that the Pope was talking about the church needs a balance of issues, and that the church needs to be a home for all, and that maybe the media might be a bit obsessed with that obsession comment. And we welcome your thoughts and questions as we move along. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:37 on this Tuesday, September 24th. We are talking with Bill Thorne, an associate professor of journalism at Marquette University. He is also a consultant to the Vatican. Our number, if you'd like to join in, is 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We have Jeffrey and Hazel Green who emails, "I think the Pope's comments are great, especially the comment about the worship of money." Professor Thorne, tell us what was the Pope saying there?
Okay, I think he's talking about the address the Pope made in Sardinia last Sunday. He was there, Sardinia, an island off of Italy. He was talking to workers, and Sardinia has one of the worst economic situations in Italy, where economic situations are not that great, but it has a youth unemployment rate over 50%. And a general unemployment rate of about 40%. And so he's there to visit with the Sardinians and say Mass there and talk to them. And he, in fact, chucks his prepared remarks to talk to them about the economic problems that they're having. And he starts with a story about his parents who went to Argentina from Italy because they planned to make money and all the rest in the Americas. And he said what happened is they got hit by the crisis of the 1930s and they lost absolutely everything. So he comes out of an impoverished age and talked about the need not to lose hope and in this economic crisis. And so the people there are shouting, "Work, work, we need work." And he calls for work for everyone, and then says the real problem is big businesses' idolatry of money. In other words, they're more concerned with increasing profits than reaching out to the poor and finding a way to help the workers at least keep some semblance of work, even if it's something like part-time. But he said the global economy, that is the global businesses, worship of money and profits causes people like them to suffer. And in Sardinia, that's particularly, if I recall correctly, there was a protest of the miners when they closed some mines in Sardinia. And one of the miners, as part of the protest, while the cameras were rolling, slashed his wrists. Mm. And I think what you have to see in this is that the Pope is reacting to the people who are without work, and his own life gives him a background for talking about this and tells them not to lose hope. And so this criticism of big businesses is that they close factories because they aren't making enough profit, and yet the consequence is that there are people who are very poor and very marginal now because they need charity just to survive.
So what difference might it make that the Pope is choosing to focus on this particular issue? I mean, does it make a difference to the world as a whole if the Pope speaks out on various issues like this?
It certainly made a difference, I think, to the people in Sardinia. I think his hope is that he will prick the conscience of Christians who run businesses and are in a position where they have to make decisions about whether to close a factory or not close a factory, whether to fire a bunch of people or not fire a bunch of people. And he's really asking that they weigh in the balance the impact on the workers and the conditions of life that they will have as a result of this executive's decision or this board's decision. So in the larger, it's probably not going to have any effect on General Motors or American Corporation. On the other hand, he might. And yet this is a Pope who sides with the poor, and he takes their side, and he says to those who are listening in business and elsewhere, look, be conscious of what your decisions are doing to these people who are now impoverished, who now have no work, and don't forget that they are part of us as well. And it's a reminder the church simply has to be ready to reach out to those people. Again, I go back to that field hospital model. Here are people who are unemployed. What does he do? He reaches out and said, I am with you in a kind of solidarity.
Let me bring in another caller. George in Milwaukee has been waiting. Hi, George.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, kind of riffing on the last point here. I'm wondering if you think the Pope will be calling for any kind of major institutional change that would lead the world towards more social justice rather than just kind of an individual commitment to be more charitable.
Professor?
Well, he's in the process, you know, of recasting the church's own governance. And in this interview, he said, you can't rush into this because you have to understand what you're doing to the foundation. But I think, yes, he is going to, in one way or another, put more emphasis on the church's social teaching and call the institutions to it. He already signaled that when he said the apostles never had checking accounts, which was a way to say to church leaders, don't get obsessed with money. You have a larger mission. And I think we'll hear more and more of that as we go on in this pontificate. He may, in fact, generate an encyclical like John Paul II did on work. And in an earlier encyclical, John Paul II looked at both the capitalistic and communistic system. He said they are not, neither one is really celebrating the dignity of workers and the dignity of humans. So to the extent that he can, I think we'll see out of him efforts in both writing and speaking, as well as in administration to put more emphasis on social justice.
Well, back to the Pope's comments on homosexuality and abortion and contraception, we have this comment from John on Facebook. Simply, he writes, "Just another cafeteria Catholic." So I think he's calling the Pope a cafeteria Catholic. What about that?
That's an old expression. I think Andrew Greeley was the first one to use it back in the 70s. And that was really refers to Catholics who pick and choose the doctrines they're going to follow and let the others go. And I don't see this as cafeteria Catholic, except that he's pointing out there are in the church there is a huge vision. And that vision, on the one hand, is the prophetic side, which is to proclaim the coming of Christ and the rest. And then there is the pastoral side, which he is emphasizing in this interview and emphasizing, I think, in the talk he gave last Sunday in Sardinia. And the pastoral side is to say there are people hurting. We need to help them wherever they are, however they are. And it is that judgment that you snap judgment you make immediately about somebody that we shouldn't be doing. We should instead be listening. So no, I don't buy the Greeley meaning of cafeteria Catholic. I think the Pope is saying this is a cafeteria that has a lot of elements to it. And we need to present the whole of the church, both its teaching and its mission in the world.
We are talking with Bill Thorne. He's an associate professor of journalism at Marquette University, and he is a consultant to the Vatican. We are talking about Pope Francis's comments that have been getting a lot of play these days, mostly that he says that Catholics need to break away from its obsession. The Catholic Church needs to break away from its obsession with same-sex marriage, abortion, and contraception. And we're welcoming your reactions and your questions and your interpretations of what he had to say. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about the Pope's comments on social issues. Bill Thorne is our guest. He's an associate professor of journalism at Marquette University. And our next caller is Marcia in Madison. Hi, Marcia.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wonderful show. I wanted to ask if the speaker would talk about, in the article in American Magazine, the Pope talked about discernment and about how he would rule the church. And I loved how he drew on his own experiences of when he was head of the province of one of the Jesuits and being the first Jesuit pope. But his talk about discernment was so beautiful. I'd love to hear the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. Bill Thorne.
Okay. Yeah, discernment is one of the central elements of Jesuit formation. And that when I said at the top of the show that this was an amazingly intimate insight, this article provided an amazingly intimate insight, that's one of the things I had in mind. He said when he was 36 and made provincial, he was full of authoritarianism, and he would make decisions without consulting anybody, and the Jesuits got angry at that. And he learned that he needed to listen to people and discern. And so even as Pope, he will actively consult as part of his discernment process. The eight cardinals who are reviewing the structure of the Curia, which is the church's central bureaucracy, are part, I think, of that discernment. The slowness with which he is approaching naming the heads of the various branches of the Curia represents that kind of discernment. I don't think he does anything without having thought it through, because he said, my first instinct in replying to something is usually wrong, and I have to think about it. I have to discern what the appropriate response is. And I think that's very telling about this pope. That the article, in fact, the reporter's a very good one, asked him, who are you? And he starts by saying, I'm a sinner. I've learned through my life, and I make mistakes. And that's what I think the discernment is about. It's recognition that his first impulse, his first thought, may not be the right one, and he has to pray about it, he has to think about it, he has to consult about it before he really acts on it.
Patrick on Facebook says, I think the Pope's focus on real issues like feeding the hungry, taking care of the poor, are the serious things the Church should be all about. I read nothing in the Acts of the Apostles about the early Church trying to get into issues about sex. You want to address that?
No, there's nothing about that in the Acts of the Apostles. It's really about how this community forms itself, how it prays together, and what its actions are. And they very much took their actions from the Sermon on the Mount. In fact, we have this whole historical group of virgin martyrs from the very early years of the Church. And the way they came to be known as Christians was that these were upper class and noble, petty noble, young women who caught up in the Christian mentality, went out to give alms to the poor. And that's how the authorities knew they were Christian, because they were helping the poor. They were in a place that Roman noble women would never show themselves, and certainly with a concern they would never show themselves. So then they would accuse them of being Christians, and they would refuse to relent, and so then they were martyred. But he's right. The Acts of the Apostles are about this outreach to people who are poor and suffering, feed the homeless, and help them in any way you can, find shelter for those who have no shelter, and be people of peace. I was at a conference a year ago in the Vatican, and one of the senior people there was saying, we really don't normally say much about sex and sexuality unless someone asks us about it. He said, and when the press is concerned with it, we answer, because we can't say we don't know. We can't say we don't have a teaching. And so then we get accused of being obsessed.
Marty in Lake Geneva is with us. Hello, Marty.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to posit that the easing on these issues should be called membership retainage. What's next? Female priests?
So this is to retain Catholics in the Church, and I think he's saying the Pope is caving.
I think it's quite the opposite. I think he's saying the Church is open to helping anyone who needs help, and you can cast that in any frame you'd like, of course, but that's not the frame I would put on it. He's saying. To people, the Church is more open than just focusing on the things, the three issues, and it's that outreach. And I think the speech in Sardinia is an example of that.
He said, our caller Marty said, what's next, female priests?
I don't think you'll ever see them, quite honestly. That's been foreclosed and cut off. Even in the, there are various rites within the Catholic Church. There's a whole group of Eastern Catholics in union with Rome, certainly, but like the Coptic Church in Egypt and some of the Byzantine Catholics, they have married priests. That's long been their tradition, going back to the early apostolic era. And they never adopted the rule of celibacy that Rome requires of Latin Rite priests. But in none of those is there any consideration of women priests. I just don't see it coming.
Mike in Grant County is with us. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. I'm just grateful that this pope is speaking out the way he is, because I feel like he's opening the door back to a lot of moderate Catholics who feel like the church left us and feel like we've been rolling back towards a more Vatican II era or pre-Vatican II era.
Yeah, we also have Lisa on Facebook saying, I may return to the church with Pope Francis as pontiff. Do you think there's going to be a return to
well,
the church of moderate
thinking?
Open
the door. Yeah, I think that he is about opening the door and reaching out and saying, we'll help you in your spiritual growth in any way we can. It's not a come back home, but rather the church is larger than just a couple of its doctrines. Doctrines are part of the church, to be sure. But it is, Dolan used an interesting phrase when he gave the Pallium address here. He said, we really need to rethink of the church as a spiritual family, not as an institution.
Bill Thorne, are you there?
Help each other grow.
I'm sorry. We hear you now. For some reason, there was a disruption in the line. But since we only have about a minute or so to go, maybe you can just give us your final thoughts on the Pope's comments and what it's going to mean.
I think the Pope is calling for and is creating a different mentality about the church, which is we need to be open to helping anyone, anywhere. And we need to be, to use the words of John Paul II, in solidarity, especially with the poor and the homeless and those who are struggling.
Yeah, and we still have a minute. Where do you see Pope Francis taking the Catholic Church, say, in the next decade?
Oh, I think we have surprises ahead, but they will all be in keeping with this this very interesting figure. I've told Jesuit friends of mine, he's the only Jesuit I know who lives like a Franciscan, who lives a life of simplicity and poverty, who exudes the kind of approach that St. Francis did to the poor and the sick and the rest. I think we'll see more from him in keeping with these things. How the bureaucracy is going to react is hard to predict. But I think locally, bishops are taking this to heart, and it will change how they operate.
Bill Thorne, thanks a lot for being with us. I hope we will talk with you again, too.
Well, you have my phone number.
I do. Bill Thorne is the Associate Professor of Journalism at Marquette University. He's a consultant to the Vatican. Thanks to Bill Martins for producing this program. Thanks to Christy Taylor for on-air direction and Robin Cherry for on-air production. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.